Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. Will Perdue joins us on Wednesdays at Hoops Talk with Will Perdue, sponsored by Calamos Investments. He's a former Chicago Bull analyst for NBC Sports Chicago. Did you go see the movie I suggested you see yet?
I knew that was going to be the first question, and I unfortunately did not get the opportunity. I was supposed to go see it with my son over the weekend because I drove down to Oxford, Ohio, because my son is a freshman at Miami, and we were supposed to obviously watch. You know, he played a lacrosse game on Saturday against Michigan State, which I don't know is their rival, and they had a big come from behind victory. And after lunch, he asked if it was okay if he went out with the team and celebrated. So that's kind of what happened instead of going to the movie and checking it out.
Oh, yeah. Kids always ditch you. They're like, oh, wait, there's my friends. All right, see you later.
But the good thing is he learned he did not ask for money before he walked off.
Oh, nice. Nice. Well, I ended up seeing Air again this weekend because my husband wanted to see it, and I thought that I would just go along and watch it again. And I still liked it, even though I did fall asleep this time. But, yeah, Will Perdue.
Yeah, but
go ahead.
But that's the thing. You just basically hammered home how good you thought it was because you've now paid for it twice.
Yeah.
And movies aren't cheap anymore.
No, not at all. Not at all. Hey, are you watching Jimmy Butler? And is Jimmy didn't last year because we're talking basketball here, and I'm a huge Jimmy Butler fan. I fell in love with him when he played for the Bulls, and he was a big country music fan. And wasn't it this time last year where Jimmy Butler was just throwing point after point after point, and then he didn't do so well? Am I wrong about that?
No, you are exactly right. But, you know, one of the things, I'll preface what I'm about to say by saying I think Jimmy's gone just a little bit Hollywood, but that's okay because he's earned the right to do so. But Jimmy is self-made. I mean, he was a guy. His timing could not have been better, Lisa, to come to Chicago and play for Tom Thibodeau. Tom Thibodeau helped make Jimmy Butler the player that he is today. He taught him about how hard he had to play, work ethic, you know, accountability, the standard, all those things you keep hearing Billy Donovan talk about that he's trying to get the players on this team to do. Jimmy learned when he was here under Thibodeau. And I know, you know, some people he's wrinkled some noses, especially in Minnesota and also in, you know, Philly, because he didn't feel like his teammates were playing up to the standard or, you know, playing up to his standard or as hard as he was. And now you have a perfect fit as far as the culture in an organization with Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra, the head coach, and Jimmy Butler. You know, and because of these things that he's doing now, they're willing to put up with the games that he misses in the regular season because of injury, because they know how important he is to this team and what he can actually do and how he can help this team win games.
Miami's up 3-1 in the series, Will, and game 5 tonight in Milwaukee. The Bucks are favored by 12 points. So gives you an idea what Vegas thinks. Bucks are not going to go quietly, and some think maybe they can even win 3 straight with Giannis back after missing a couple of games with a back injury. But Do you think Milwaukee can push this to 7 games, and do you think they'll win the series?
Well, the interesting thing is I saw a stat to help preface my answer. The numbers as far as offensive rebounding percentage, three-point percentage during the regular season, they were like 24th or 25th in the league. Those are two numbers right now that jump out at you that they're first in every team that's in the playoffs right now, offensive rebounding percentage for second chance opportunities and to prevent your opponents, minimize your opponents' field goal attempts, and 3-point percentage. And that's without Tyler Hero. So you talk about a team playing to the best of their ability, even with guys that are hurt. I'm just curious, can that happen? I don't think that Miami will win tonight. I truly believe that Milwaukee will win tonight. But what we don't know is Middleton's not 100%. Giannis isn't 100%. You know, can they win three straight? To me, I understand Vegas favors them by 12 tonight, but how about three nights from now when you're back in Miami and a game seven when all the pressure is on Miami? Even if it goes to a game seven, all the pressure is on Milwaukee, because the Bucks, a lot of people like myself, have picked them to win the whole thing. Miami came in from the play-in tournament. They're playing with house money.
Will, I wanted to ask you this, and all day I really wanted to ask you this. I'm sure you know it's Bill Wennington's birthday today, a fellow Bulls yes. big man. And I've always wanted – the Beef Wennington was a real thing that McDonald's came up with. His Bill Wennington's last couple of years. It was a single patty with cheese, onions, barbecue sauce, and Canadian bacon, because Bill Wennington's from Canada. Did you ever try the Beef Wennington? And what did you think when McDonald's came out with a Bill Wennington promotional cheeseburger?
Well, this is my shot, my chance to take a little shot at Bill. The answer was no, because when that came out, I was playing with the Spurs, number one. Number two, let's just tell it like it is. Canadian bacon is ham. You can call it whatever you want, but it's ham. All right? So that's kind of ripping off something, you know, from I don't know where ham came from, but I'm saying it didn't come from Canada. I don't know, because they call it Canadian bacon. So I did not get the opportunity. But here's a quick Bill Wennington story. As you probably wonder, and a lot of people that are listening, Bill Wennington and I are mistaken for each other often. And one of the reasons why Bill used to have the beard and the goatee was so that people could differentiate, hey, Bill Wennington has a beard, has a goatee, Will Perdue does not. But people still couldn't get it right. And to the point that last year, during the NBA playoffs, somehow somebody got my phone number mixed up with Bill Wennington's, and a guy called me. I realized about two questions into the interview that he thought he was talking to Bill Wennington, so I just ran with it and actually did the whole interview as Bill Wennington.
Ah, that's awesome. I love you, Will. You're fun. You're probably the best party guest there is.
I was during the interview. I had a chance. I was like, man, I could really screw Bill over big time right now if I just started to went off on some tangent, dropped a couple F bombs, you know. But I decided, would Bill do that to me? Yes, he would. But I still said I'm not stooping to that level.
You should have had Bill say that Will Perdue was his favorite player.
So, you know, that's just how it's been over the years. It still happens to this day. It's just, I get a good laugh out of it, but, you know, that to me was the pinnacle.
Oh, that is fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us, Will. You're going to be here next Wednesday, and hopefully Jimmy Butler will have achieved a superstar status at that point.
Well, hey, listen, Jimmy is a superstar. He's self-made. You know, I'd love to have him and a guy that plays as hard as he does on any given night, in this case, every given night, on this team. But, you know, it sounds like, to close this discussion out, the superstar here, or budding superstar, is your pig.
Miss Penelope.
Do animals have agents?
No, but if you're willing to rep her, you've got a gig.
All right, hey, a measly 10%. We'll call it and make a deal.
It's a done deal. Will Perdue, brought to you by Calamos Investments. Coming up next, Steve's News, and then we talk to a Barrington guy who's got a horse that might be in the Kentucky Derby. That's on the way on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.